I'm Joe from Alex.
Hi, Joe.
Is that working? Can everyone hear? Okay, thanks. It's strange, I'm not really keen. I've never really been a keen sharer. And when Charlie asked me, he said I had to do 40 minutes, which will be a bit of a struggle. But I may just read part of the text off towards the end. But anyway, and because it's all in there anyway, you don't really need to listen to me. I haven't got any different angle on this. I just want to thank Catherine for doing that chair. And, you know, it is possible to get clean in NA and stay clean in NA. And I need to say that because that's what happened for me. Not straight away. I wasn't that kind of willing to put the... I don't know if I was willing. I just didn't know what life... Well, I had tried to stop using several times for not more... I mean, I couldn't last more than 24 hours. It's quite... at the time I thought it was a weak-willed. And I can remember trying and going to my parents, and they said, they used to say, this is what you're not using, they used to say, you're on drugs, aren't you? So I thought, well, that's it, you know, I might as well stay on drugs, because they never used to say anything when I was on drugs, because I'd agreed to anything, you know, like, I'd become what you wanted me to become, and I think I got quite, when I did clean up, I eventually started learning how to say, you know, no, quite quickly, and because I'd ended up in I hate using the past tense because I don't think my addiction was sorted out, or is sorted out something that I've just sorted out in the past and now I'm all like, okay. You know, it's still very much today and tomorrow, possibly. Who knows? And there's no guarantee. I am clean today. You know, I've been coming to, I just went to Charlie earlier since 1985, and he wanted me to give a bit of history. In those days, we did have a where to find. It was 12 meetings a week on a piece of A4, and everyone knew everyone's business. There was very little anonymity, and which was good in some ways, but also bad in other ways. And it was quite. It was good. I was so good that I kept coming back, and I was told to keep coming back, and I've always kept coming back. I do get a lot from. Still now coming here, you know, it calms my head. You know, my head can go all the time. You know, it's very gets very negative, and it's strange. I was thinking before the meet talk about and also I'm not very good at they talk about experience, strength, and hope. I won't get it in order because I'm all I get nervous. And all I've got really is my story. And I often say, if I could borrow someone else's, I would. But, you know, all I have is, you know, what happened to me and what is happening to me, you know. And I believe I was given a second chance when I arrived in NA. As I say, I was 29. And I often share, you know, I had a colour TV, a car, a dog, a kid. So I didn't really consider myself an addict. I didn't really inject. And those, smoke, so you know, there's always people worse off, you know, worse than me, and I used to, you know, think that in my head. And but even so, I was incapable of stringing a sentence together, you know, and it could have been like that for many years. I don't really social, you know, there's no social, I don't know how to, I'd love to socially drink, but I don't become sociable, or could become quite, you know, the opposite. And that's probably why I come to NA's, because drink and drugs never took me to where I wanted to go. I went the complete opposite direction. And, you know, it's a tragedy, really. And, no, seriously, because, I mean, I'm quite resentful about it. You know, some people can, and I'll just look at them, it's because you mentioned alcohol, because often I do, for some reason, decide to separate it. One's legal, one's illegal, you know, and I knew that what I was doing is illegal, I will end up in prison. So, and I'm still, even I'm 26 and a half years clean, I'm still going to Tesco's, and I know there's a special offer at the moment, spirits at £11. I think, God, that seems really cheap. So, I look at the whole bottle, I wonder what happened if I guzzled that down, because I'm sure I used to struggle just to get £10 together. I mean, it used to be a struggle every day, and, it was as I say, it was a tragedy. There was no travelling around the world or whatever, or jumping on jets and, hang out on beaches and go. And there's none of that. It's basically hang out in a room with the shivers, and because I slugged a load of green Linksys, you know, at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you know, I was waiting to phone at 11 o'clock, you know, going in school. And my diet consisted of Kipling cakes and Mars bars and tea, and that was it for years. And so there's no, I've become very feral, actually. I look feral too. I used to get stoned, think, you know what, I'm going to cut my hair. And I start cutting. Oh no, I'm getting bored with this. So I have half a hair. And I used to smoke the stuff, so I would get itchy nose, so all the soot would be all over. You know. Actually, I laughed about it, but this is it. I mean, I came in and said, I remember I used to put my, when I first went to meetings, everyone's quite well dressed. You know what I mean? When I arrived, I had to look in the wardrobe, a lot of my stuff was, I think, stuff I'd stopped buying clothes in 1979 or something. So I had some stuff that I'd never used, because usually during the day, I'd had, the shoes, the leather soles had separated, so I'd just put gaffer tape around them. And I had a bungee grip around my trousers to hold them up. Oh, I used to have two pairs of trousers, because the first pair were ripped. The second pair were ripped in a different place, so it was like, you know. So that was the state of affairs. And I used to wonder why people used to photograph me or look at me, because I thought, oh, they obviously think I'm a pop star. Yeah, like this. It was probably my attire, you know, and I can actually see it, really. And it's strange, because when I came to NA, and it wasn't, I didn't really want to stop using it, I didn't know how to stop using it, and we had it just when we had the little break there, someone set, cracked a joke, there's a bit of laughter. And I don't think I'd heard any laughter, or I'd not laughed for 7-8 years. And that's what, and it still keeps me coming, all chatting, the laughter, and that's what, I can remember going through the door being petrified, and I thought, you know what's, you know, it's the laughter. And, because I wasn't, I don't think I realised, I was not happy. There was no, like, you know, just going out to, I hadn't been to cinema, I hadn't been out to, I didn't know what a cappuccino was, there's loads of stuff. I hadn't done, you know, bought a record, I hadn't done anything, and, all my life was just focused on, they say, finding ways and means to, you know, to get more. And that's where, you know, that's where it kind of ended up. And I didn't start off at age 14 thinking that's where I want to end up. It's kind of, you know, went that way. And I used to watch people, or, and I can remember thinking when people died from it. I was going to say, and this, there's nothing I disagree with. There's a few sentences I disagree with, or used to disagree with. Would you go up to someone and ask them if you have a heart attack? They go, what a load of nonsense. Because I thought I was invincible. People had heart attacks from OD, were just careless. You know, they've really been careless. They've been greedy, they're taking too much, and they're careless. And that's what I used to think. I think that obviously, because I was, you know, but that's, you know, I was virtually there, and I do believe I was 7.5 stone. I was, you know, I used to have to carry a sponge. I used to put it in my back pocket because my spine was coming through. I was just, you know, as I say, I used to arrive in meetings dressed in 79 clothes, and everything was kind of strange because it had all gone, you know, on pause, I think, and then, as I said, I got clean, and in those days, there was a few of us that got clean in NA, that most people were not, I've got anything about treatment centres, because the people that shared, been to treatment, taught me, because everything I share now, I've not learned from somewhere else, it's purely from, you know, coming to here daily, and in those days, I can remember I had a partner who continued using, with my 7-year-old daughter, and I still work, I'm still in the same building, as when I got... from when I was using, and I've not had to move. You know, I've managed to do it through, you know, meetings in London, and through the support and the unconditional. You know, people talk about unconditional love, and I've just kept coming back, and I hopefully will still keep coming back. And as I was saying, in those days, you know, because I wasn't sure, because I compare myself a lot, and still now, you know, because people used to kind of share on feelings, which I won't talk about my feelings because I've got a clue. What I feel, and not that I want to know what I feel really, unless I'm punching someone, which is obviously anger or whatever. But I used to compare myself, and there used to be people like 6 weeks clean, or just come out treating, going, oh, I've got this feeling, and it's like this, and it's done, and I used to look at them, and think, how do you know that? How can you put words to what? Because I didn't know what was going on for years, and still don't, you know, I'm still learning. And so I used to compare, and it's a bad thing comparing yourself, and because I always come out worse, and still even now. And but anyway, I did get, you know, a few of us got clean in NA. It was that strong. I was talking to Charlie earlier. We used to have a step 3 only 11 meeting on Sundays in Chelsea, and no one had ever, you know, even though we used to do a meeting, but no one ever had done it in the fellowship, had done a step 11. We used to go there, and I used to go, I had a commitment there for 2-3 years, trying to understand, you know, who God was, because I didn't, I believed, for me, that I was going to get punished. You know, this is all about punishment. I've been quite off the wall using, I've done stuff that I'm not really proud of, and I thought God is going to, you know, chop me down. And I had to learn, and I had to try to get a loving God. I mean, and which is, and I'm still trying, I'm still, you know, working on that. And I kind of went to those meetings to find out how, you know, see if I could borrow other people's gods, but it didn't, you know, some people have trees, people coming out of the sky, you know, it's all like, you know. And I suppose, I don't know, I suppose I'm still developing my own, you know, and I think it's important, for me, it's been important, and to have that connection, because, you know, when you leave the meetings, when you're on your own, and you know, you're hitting troubled times, that's, you know, when you need it, and I've, you know, often need it, and it's strange, because I heard someone say, if you haven't got God, you need to get quite a good, stronger substitute that's as strong as that, because, you know, on my own, I don't think I can. I know I can't do this on my own, and I need, you know, everyone in these rooms basically to stay possibly sane. And God, I've got another 30 minutes. What's going to say? As I say, I've got to clean it in there now, and I still compare myself. You know, people share even now. I'm thinking, you know, so everyone's so eloquent. The way they express themselves, and I'm not, you know, it's a bit like masterminds, isn't it? I also thought this is all rehearsed for me to confess to my crimes. Because I had a few friends, thought, why are they, you know, they're obviously saying this stuff so I can relate to it, but they obviously want me up here to, you know, list out all the things I've done. And so I very always feel there's, you know, you lot and me. So I'm quite, you know, I am defensive. I don't really. With, you know, I'm quite careful of what I share, and even now, you know, I'm withholding all the time. I don't, like, you know, it's not really natural to, you know, spill the beans, and I'm not really comfortable talking about myself. But anyway, it's something I choose. You know, it's something we do here. You know, I paid a high price to get on this chair, and and as I say, I believe I was given, you know, a second chance. I believe I had, and thank God I did have that experience of. I didn't even write drug using. I never really like the word addict, because I always think I'm a drug user. I take, you know, I don't use, you know, even the word use, I take drug, whatever. But me, I end up as, you know, quite ill on it, and I believe I had to go through that to get to, you know, this stage in life. And thank God I still remember, you know, and I come here and listen to other people's, you know, testimonies about their past and their, you know, present. And you know, I'm glad that did happen, because I'd be, you know, I think I'm generally quite happy and content with the, you know, the life I have now. It could be better, it could be, you know, it could be worse, but, you know, I'm content with it. And my using, there's very, very, maybe when I was 21 it's great, you know, I went to a lot of parties, but it was all downhill after then. And it was like, dying of drugs doesn't really scare me. You know, when you're dead, you're dead. You know, I didn't want to be a slave, because that's why I became a slave to getting a £10 note to go out and score. And that's what, and I became a slave to it. And I end up in very, you know, strange situations, and often share it. I think I've been to meetings, I've been 12 steps to a meeting. Someone put an NA helpline poster, a photocopy, black and white, from my doorstep, and I can remember getting really paranoid, thinking, what the hell's this? And crush that up. But then there was a where to find with a list of meetings, and so I kept it. So obviously, you know, and I can remember, and I was taken to a meeting, some people, he's dead now, but Nick had taken me to a meeting, I don't know why. I'd asked him, actually, because I think I'd heard, you know, it's important about the NA poster, because I was registered for methadone for a few years, and we used to have there used to be a little post in the waiting room, Narcotics Anonymous. I think some hippie girl had drawn it, and it's all psychedelic. So it's obviously for people from the 60s or something. Yeah, some psycho, you know. Well, I'm dissing any hippies, but anyway. had a strange had a strange, you know, view of it. But it was important that poster was on the wall, because it kind of obviously, you know. And then I met someone, a friend of mine that I used to sell drugs to, who's going. So it kind of the jigsaw pieces all kind of slotted in together. So it kind of made it. And when I went to my first meet, we'll say it. I won't. So I'll say something. I supplied half the room in the past. So I was like a liability. So there's no hugging. Well, there was people hugging me that owed me £20. I think, hugging me. And I'm thinking, you know, it's all very strange. So people were a bit wary of me, you know. And anyway, but there's a few other. So it's all quite very small and familiar. But as I say, you know, I gave it my best shot, and it's strange, because I tried to read the literature, and it's, you know, I can remember at a Just for Today, you know, and all this literature was fantastic, you know, even though, I did detox at home, it's come to meeting stinking, because I stank, you know, I didn't sleep for 30 days properly. I mean, it was a half an hour the first night and 45 minutes the next night, but, you know, I had a vision, suddenly from out the blue there was an exit out. And I took it, you know, and those that are new, grab it, because, you know, you don't know when it's going to come again. And this is, you know, I thought, this is my moment, you know. And it's like I'm being on a crest of a wave, you know. I thought, I've got to grab this now. And as I say, I try to read, you know, the literature, which is going in and out, you know. But it all made sense. It all made sense. And my partner didn't. I mean, she's now in it. She got clean 5 years ago. Which continued for another 22 or whatever years, and that wired me too for years, and so I used to have to witness it, and but I, you know, persist, you know, and I still persist with it, and and it's strange, because if someone had told me in August 1985 you will be going to basements or church halls the rest of your life, again, you're having a laugh. But I am, you know, and I do go naturally. I haven't got it written down at home, say, go to a church. You know, I seem to come here naturally. No one's putting a gun to me or whatever. I seem to get drawn to it. Because I know when I leave here, I feel better than than when I arrived. And I don't arrive here in bits or whatever. I'm quite content, but I leave even more content. And because my head goes, basically. My head, and a lot of the time I am in fear, anxiety, you know, all that stuff, and I don't have, you know, faith I learned from here, or hope I get from here. Those words, hope and faith, I've never known what they meant. So, you know, a lot of words, humility, courage, all that stuff. It's strange, because I love that statue. I enjoyed coming up to Trafalgar Square. There's that statue of the nurse that was executed in Belgium, whatever her name is. But it has all those words, courage, you know, she bears no hatred towards other people, can't afford it, I can't remember what it was, but it's fantastic stuff, that. And I had nothing, I was an empty, and thank God I did arrive in NA with it, as an empty void, basically. And I do, you know, they say, I can remember, in NA they always used to say, there's a spiritual side to NA. I don't think NA has a spiritual side, you know, it is a spiritual program. Mm. There's no, you know, spiritual side to it. And I know more and more that, you know, that is a possibility. If I stay on that path, I'm in with a chance. And I say that because I'm not very spiritual. It's not natural. You know, I didn't come to NA and think, oh, I know, I'm going to get spiritual. It's just alien to this. But I'm learning day at a time to, you know, to apply, you know, some of these principles. And, you know, the steps, you know, they say you can wear them like a loose garment or whatever. You know, I go in and out of it, more out of it than in it. But anyway, that's another thing. You know, I've learnt, my way of learning is usually by tripping over and repeating the trip over again and again. And I've never learnt anything by getting it right. I don't try not to live in that world of right and wrong. Because I was going to share this, because the more I come here, the less I seem to know, basically. And it's not like I've been coming here for years, I'm full of wisdom and knowledge. I don't know. You know, and I'm having to learn all the time, or be open to, you know, to learn. And which is a, you know, which is, as I was saying, the fear and the head and all that stuff. So I need to step up to, you know, faith and hope. And that takes work, basically, to live in hope and faith. Because my natural thing is to live in fear and lack. And to, you know, step up to abundance takes, you know, effort. And I can only do it through here, by coming here. I don't, you know, there's nowhere else. And it's strange, I heard a share the other day, last night actually, in Portobello Road. And he's saying he had to go somewhere else for his feelings or whatever. I don't need to go anywhere else. It's all here. All the answers are here. I mean, there's up, you can go elsewhere. It's interesting stuff, but, you know, which I've done over the years. But all the answers are here in the literature and, you know, what takes place. And I tried that looking elsewhere. I get bored quite easily. And it's all, you know, it's all here, basically. And, you know, yes, it's brilliant. And as I say, I believe I'm living on a, you know, a second go at life, basically. And, you know, not that the bad, you know, I've had good stuff happen, bad stuff happen, you know, I had good, I had much good happening in my, you know, using. There was very little, well, there wasn't good, you know, there's no, it's strange to talk about doing a step forward. I didn't really move out of the sitting room. Eventually, I ended up, I mean, that's where a lot of my using was, in the sitting room, watching a black and white TV, and at midnight it used to all switch off, and there used to be like a white dot that would appear at midnight, and I'd be just staring at it, you know, for a few hours. But even after that, I didn't even get out of bed, and that's, you know, that was basically, so my, you know, when I wrote down what I was doing from 21 to 29, that's basically, it's quite short, in bed. Well, no, there was nothing, I didn't really do anything. You know, there's nothing took place, basically. And, you know, when I got to N8, I mean, things started to happen. You know, chaos started to happen, basically. I got enthusiasm because I could see a way out. You know, I started running my, you know, rebuilding my business, rebuilding friendships, rebuilding my health. You know, I was full of energy and still am, basically. You know, upbeat. I was very deadbeat and I had been really upbeat and I was, you know, great to get out, you know, looking, you know, and I'd go to, like, a meeting at lunchtime, and I'd come out and do 20 phone calls, whereas before, you know, it'd be an effort just to do, and that's what happens to me now, if I do less meetings, everything becomes, you know, a massive, you know, I'm having a crisis because I've lost the staple gun, seriously, I'm like, you know, like, I'm in bits, you know, someone's died, I don't worry about that, you know, everything gets just completely distorted, so, you know, the more I do here, the more, you know, The more stable I become. And I say that, and thank God I do come here, because in 1983, 84, I was registered in Charing Cross. They wanted me to go to a place in Tooting Bec, hospital in Tooting Bec. And I'd seen it on TV. They'd, you know, used to walk around with these little, shave your head, wear a placard. I won't even say it's an unaffirming placard statement. And I think you'd have to clean the floor with a toothbrush, and that's what they did. With drug users in those days, that was the, you know, that was the cure, basically, humiliating you. And I thought, well, there's no way I'm going there. You know, I haven't had to do that here yet. And I've learned, you know, I've learned a lot here, and I'm still learning. I'm going to quickly go on to service, hopefully drag it out for another 10 minutes. But I think I learned, because I have very, very few life skills, and even the last life skill I had, which was going to school, that started to go. So basically, I had to go because I used to be quite, you know, I used to sell a lot for years, and I stopped doing it because I got too paranoid. I got arrested, and I thought, well, no, you know, I'm just going to, you know, just score. And even that, I got banned, basically. I got banned from all the... I became a liability, so I wasn't even allowed in people's houses to spend money. And I had very... Yeah, I'd lost all life skills, even to, you know, go and cop. That all gone. It's just all going down, down, down very quickly. And I've learnt my... kind of, and I'm still learning my life skills here. And I've learnt that all through service. And even now, even talking to people, because they say, we're not interested in who you use with, what your drugs were. That's all I knew when I arrived here, is who I used drugs with, what drugs I'd taken. And they say, all we want to know about what your problem is. I thought, well, I ain't got a problem. I didn't really think I had a problem. I mean, that was my history. So I had to kind of... reintegrate, and I've got a tea commitment, which I can remember, you know, actually Labour was talking about it. Actually, I'll repeat it, you know, and I can remember I had a tea commitment in Rathbone Place on Tuesday nights, Also, it's detoxing, so you get your tea like this. It's all splashing all over. But it learned me to say, look at people in the eye. I couldn't look at people in... I'm trying now a bit, but I couldn't look at people in the eye. And I had to ask, you know, and speak to people, say, do you want sugar in it? Do you want milk? I mean, it sounds pretty pathetic, but that's, you know... That's how pathetic I got, and not that you have to get to, you know, my level. That was my, you know, that was my rock bottom. I've not done prison. I've done prison in NA, doing H&I service, but I've not done... I have been in police cells, but I've not done, you know, prison. I've not been into psychiatric ward or whatever, but I had my own rock bottom, and that was it, basically, and I couldn't communicate, and service has taught me a lot of that, how to integrate with people, because, you know, I have my own opinions, I have my own views, and I've had to kind of learn, you know, that there's other people's views. It's very good, this stuff. I use it in business, in work, all what we learn here, you know, allowing people to speak, you know, think about what you're going to say, then let them get it out, then... it's not being one of verb like yeah. Well, that's it. I've heard what you said, but this is why we're doing it. So I've learned a lot of them. No, because I've been very reactive to people. I'm, you know, highly react. I'm still am, you know, and whatever. It's strange. I've just started. I've been on interferon for the last. I think I'm in my 8th, 9th week. And they're saying, because it makes you very... I'm not having a bad time. I'm having quite... Not easy. I mean, I'm having quite an easy time. I'm more energised. It's strange. So I used to listen to people at meetings. And maybe it is bad for them, but for me, it's going fine. But I do get short-tempered with people at the moment on it. And there's no... I don't have any buffer. I just come out with it. And anyway... That's the way it is. You know, I'm not perfect. And I need to know that too, yeah. And, yeah. As I was saying, service, yes. So back to that. It's, you know, it's helped me, you know, a lot in all areas. I've done it, you know, from all from meetings to areas to regional stuff. And it's great. And I think it's an important part of, you know, recovery. I don't think we can come here and take this for free, basically. I believe part of it is to give it away, whatever way you can. And, you know, I do service on the helpline. It's interesting because, you know, when you do helpline service, you're dealing with people at the end of their tether. And it's strange because interfering. Emotionally, I've got to really watch it because you can't get listen to people. I've had to listen to people literally at the end of their tether. At the end of their use, or possibly end of their using, where they're absolutely on the floor, and you know, and they don't know what NA is, they don't know, and you're trying to tell them, and you've got to allow them to, like, you know, cry and guide them to, you know, to a meeting, and actually convince them that this is actually going to change their lives for the rest of their lives, you know, and it's quite powerful stuff, and it keeps you, you know, it keeps you focused. That, you know, because I get lost, I'm very into the material world, materialism, more money, more, you know, more of everything. And you know, as I say, it is a spiritual program. I have to kind of come back to that. It's not about, you know, even though one does get material gain, it's about, you know, being, you know, having humanity. And I think that was crushed out of me when I was using. You know, I did. I didn't feel human. I'd done some not very good stuff. And I'd lost all the ability to look at people in the eye. You know, I just didn't feel human. And that is, you know, that teaches me empathy and stuff like that. Because most of the time, I didn't care. And I mean, I say, and I'm still like that now. It's not like, that's what I'm saying about the past tense. It's not like I've moved away from that. That's just right in front of me. You know, I'm not, just because you have a few years clean, it's not a guaranteed ticket I'm going to stay clean. Because my using is right in front of me. When I leave here tonight, it's right in front of me. In Tesco's, 11 pound a bottle, whatever. But it is there, you know what I mean? And I can't, you know, I don't believe intellectually I can think my way through, because I just talk nonsense a lot of time in my head. I've got to really watch it. And, you know, that's why I say service and connecting with, you know, the person that's, you know, the addict that still struggles. And we need, you know, and I choose to do that at the moment through the, you know, the helpline, national helpline. So if anyone's interested in doing it, they can see me at the end of the meeting. Using as a plug, but it is important. And yeah, so got another 5 minutes, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's strange, isn't it? I don't think I'll last this long. But what else can I say? You know, it's strange. I don't know what I've done. It's strange. I witness. I can see people. I don't know them too well. But, you know, and I look at how people blossom. A lot of people, when they come into NA, it's like a dead flower, shrunk, in a shriveled up flower. And I watch humans literally blossom within days, if not weeks. Over the years, there's just a few people here, you know, I haven't seen for a few months, and they literally blossom. And that's what takes, it's a powerful thing that takes place there. Not everyone gets this, you know, for every person that's sitting here, I think there's 500 others that aren't sitting here. It's the number, this is a rarity, what we're doing here, extremely rare. There's a lot of people, there's more of using people than there are of clean people. And it's amazing what actually takes place here. It's quite powerful, especially, you know, when central London, you know, and it's amazing how you can literally, and I don't know about my life turning around, but I can witness other people's lives literally turn completely round, absolutely blossom, and it's just, you know, and hopefully I'm blossoming, I don't know, but I mean, I know I am, you know, and it's very powerful stuff that takes place here. And it's a privilege, kind of, you know, to witness it. So, I've got 5 minutes left. Talk about my ailments. No, I don't know. Sense of humour. You know, I've got to have a sense of. You've got to have a sense of humour. You know, because it's strange. Because I came out of a tragedy from the end of my using. It's strange because you get clean, and I say this because I'm still in the same mode and tragedy and self pity and all that stuff, and it's good to laugh, it's good to, you know, it's important, and you know, laugh your way through, even through disasters, and disasters. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been sharing about this recently, it comes from another fellowship, I think, I've got it some from spiritual reading, but it's a little story, which a few people have heard about, it's about this, you know, what we think is good news and bad news, and there's a story about this, this farmer finds this wild horse, runs into the farm. He's telling another farm, this couldn't be what happened. This wild horse just run into, a beautiful horse run into my farm. And the guy said, that's good news. He said, no, it's really bad news. He goes, why is it bad news? He says, my son got on it and broke both his legs. Oh, that's terrible news. No, that's really good news. Because the army came the next day for recruiting and they wouldn't take him because he had 2 broken legs. So what I think is good news is not necessarily good news, and what I think is bad news is not necessarily bad news. So I don't know, do you know what I mean? So I'm just going with the flow, basically. You know, and I can only do it here, it's clean, not, you know, picking up day at a time by coming here, not trying to make sense of it, because my intellect will not beat addiction. Can't do it. Try it, but, you know, it can't do it. You know, we need each other, basically, to do this, and getting back to service, that's how, you know, all my best relationships or ongoing relationships I've done with people I've done service with, and it's important, all that stuff, and you know, sponsorship, I mean, I've spoken to my sponsor probably twice in a year, but anyway, that's recently, and that was quite, you know, extremely useful, and not the sponsor knows everything. Not the group knows everything. A lot of I've had to learn, and I still have to learn my own mistakes. I'd have to learn from my own tripping up, which is fine. I prefer it that way, you know. And the support is here. And I think I'm coming up to. Am I coming up to time? Another 2 minutes. Yeah. Oh. No, I think I'll just stop there. But I'd just like to say thanks for everyone showing up on this Good Friday. And strangely, I've been watching that on TV, and that's quite. I wasn't interested in religion at all, but I was just, you know, watching. It all has, you know, NA is religious, but I think we've all gone the same path, all leads to the same place, basically, to love, basically. And there's many ways to get there. And NA, you know, as I say, it doesn't cost me, you know, cost me anything really, just a donation, 90 minutes. Powerful, amazing. As I said, I didn't go to treatment. If anyone's, you know, trying to get clean or getting clean again, it can all be done here. Mm-hmm. We are strong, you know, we can do that. We've been going here for over 30 years. You know, it's an established, you know, fellowship. And, people's lives literally, you know, amazing. I could say, stories of other people, you know, that, I mean, a lot of them are dead now, but I mean, who while they stayed clean, had transformed their life unbelievably. Beautiful role models. You know, a lot of my role models I've, you know, met through NA. It's not like I don't look at some pop stars, some TV stars, or, you know, I've got NA people as role models. Fantastic, you know, strength people get here. And I think I've done it. Thank you.